Comparing the imagery of chapter 2 and chapter 7, the first kingdom in chapter 2 is identified as a head of gold. The imagery in chapter 7 is a lion with eagle's wings. This represents the kingdom of Babylonia, which existed from 606 to 538 BC. Babylonia was known for its use of gold and the swiftness of its conquests, emphasized by the depiction of eagle's wings, until its wings were torn off and the heart of a man was given to it. This emphasizes Nebuchadnezzar's conversion from the proud ruler to humble servant of the living God. The second kingdom was identified in chapter 2 as having a silver chest and arms. In chapter 7, it was a bear raised up on one side, representing the Medes and Persian Empire from 538 to 331 BC. The Medo-Persian Empire was known for its use of silver. In Daniel's vision, it was lifted up on one side because the Persians were more powerful than the Medes. The three ribs in its mouth speak of the three great conquests this empire undertook in defeating Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt. The third kingdom was the thighs of brass and the leopard with four wings and four heads, representing the Greek Empire from 331 to 168 BC. This beast represented Greece, and by the age of 28, Alexander the Great had conquered the civilized world. Commentators have pointed out that there is nothing in the history of the world that was equal to the swiftness of his conquests. But this beast had four heads. This emphasizes the split between four generals after the death of Alexander. The last kingdom is the one that had legs of iron in chapter 2, and in chapter 7 was a powerful beast with iron teeth, representing the Roman Empire from 168 BC to 476 AD. And this last beast, the Roman Empire, is pictured as a powerful beast with iron teeth. The Roman Empire was known for their use of iron, and the iron represented their immense strength. This empire is focused on specifically as the rest of the chapter unfolds.